This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Bernanke Bump.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Good to have you tuned in this morning as fallout continues our ongoing look at the aftermath of the financial crisis. Right now, we're seeing the aftermath of yesterday's comments from Fed Chair Ben Bernanke. Bernanke told Congress another stimulus package is the way to go.
With the economy likely to be weak for several quarters and with some risk of a protracted slowdown, consideration of a fiscal package by the Congress at this juncture seems appropriate.
Economists around the world take that as assurance steps will be taken to make sure a U.S. recession doesn't become too serious. As a result, Japan's Nikkei was up more than 3% today. The Dow ended 413 points higher yesterday, 4.2%. The Nasdaq tacked on 58 points for a gain of 3.4%. The S&P 500 was up 44, a nearly 5% gain. European markets are currently higher across the board. Another part of the boost overseas comes from word France and Japan are offering a helping hand to their banks. Also, the International Monetary Fund said it's ready to intervene in trouble spots, like Iceland. Iceland's set to become the first developed country in more than 30 years to be bailed out by the IMF. European correspondent Stephen Beard has the latest.
Iceland is getting a $6 billion rescue package, according to press reports. Led by the IMF, the bailout is thought to involve help from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Japan. Iceland is in urgent need of cash. Its banking system has collapsed, its currency has crashed, and its foreign reserves have run dry. The government needs to buy basic supplies, let alone to refloat its financial system. An IMF bailout is a last resort and a humiliation. Iceland fought hard to avoid it, even pleading for help from the Russians. Britain was the last developed country to be rescued by the IMF in 1976, and it took at least a decade to live it down. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Billions of dollars could change hands today as a result of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy a month ago. It's the deadline for sellers of so-called credit default swaps to settle up. Analysts say some of those sellers could have a hard time coming up with the cash. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Let's say that back when Lehman Brothers was still Lehman Brothers, I bought some of its bonds. I may have also bought some insurance on those bonds so that if anything went wrong with Lehman, I'd get my money back. That insurance is called a credit default swap. And as we know, something did go wrong. Today is the day that whoever sold insurance on Lehman Brothers has to pay up. Estimates of the total price tag range from $6 billion to hundreds of billions. Puneet Sharma follows the credit markets at Barclays Capital in London. He says given the losses many hedge funds and banks have already suffered, some may have trouble raising the money.
We've seen unprecedented moves in the market across asset classes. And I think this could just be the straw which breaks the camel's back.
Trouble is, it's hard to know just who the camels might be. The credit default swap market is largely unregulated, so no one really knows who owes what to whom and how much. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bantam Books, publisher of The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life, The Biography of a Man and His Ideas by Alice Schroeder. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
This election year, we've asked voters around the country what they're hoping from the next president and Congress in terms of economic policy.
In the final part of our series, Interested Parties, we hear from Cynthia Guillen. She immigrated from Mexico with her family when she was 8 years old. Today, she's 28, a naturalized citizen, and attending college to become a high school history teacher.
I'm really just scared how the economy is going. There's really hard to find any jobs that at least are not necessarily backbreaking and washing dishes at this point. Tuition, they raise the prices for tuition. I basically had to borrow money, and I don't even know how I'm going to pay for my books. I feel like I've been fighting and struggling for many years, and I feel like it's coming to nothing. For example, my husband and I, we don't make a lot of money. They're telling me that I can't even get any kind of financial aid because we make too much money, but there's no possible way that we do because we could barely survive. I think there's too much money leaking into the war. They should start investing more on education to bring up the economy.
What's on your mind as you prepare to vote in a couple weeks? Please share your thoughts at marketplace.org. Just look for the Interested Parties link. All right, do you have everything you need for the day? Like your dollar coins? Yeah, that's what I thought. The U.S. Mint is launching yet another advertising campaign to get people to start using dollar coins. This time, there's a new message. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has that.
The latest ad from the U.S. Mint starts off with Lady Liberty walking through New York City to buy a hot dog with $2 coins.
They last for decades, are 100% recyclable, and using them now could save our country billions of dollars.
The environmental plea is the Mint's latest attempt to hawk the dollar coin to consumers. But economist Robert Waples at Wake Forest University says regardless of the message, Americans just prefer bills.
The public right now is voting with their pocketbook and saying, there's these two things in circulation. We like this other one better. We're using it. We're showing you that we like it better by using it.
Waples says the only way to get people to switch to coins is by following in the footsteps of the Europeans and getting rid of the notes altogether. New faces on the coins won't cut it, he says. After all, if the faces of Washington and Jefferson couldn't convince the public, what makes the Mint think William Henry Harrison and James K. Polk will? In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening and enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.